Wednesday, 19th of August, Chof Tes Chav, Rabbi Ephraim Klein, the Minogim, and Halachas of Tis Hefer on Rosh Chodesh Elul.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. There's an interesting Masha in Brochus, and the Prima Godim refers to this, the same Yisoid in Yerudea, and that is, the Masha says, somebody who learns Chumash, Mishana, there's Mishnayis, below Shimish Tamid HaChomim, there's not Mishamish Tamid HaChomim. What's that mean? So Rashi says, there in Brochus, he mentions it in Soita as well, Shimish Tamid HaChomim, which is Rashi, is learning Shakla Vataria, Poskim, knowing the Maso Matan of Halacha, knowing the comings and goings, Tanoim, Amoraim, Mishoim, Achronim, says the Masha, not like those people who paskin from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. From Kitzurim, and the Prima Gan also refers to people who paskin from the Kitzur. And this morning, although it's not critical Mas Halacha Lamais, if you like, Hilchos Trefus, Hilchos Nida, nevertheless you see an interesting development. When you look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you see nothing, almost, of the nuances of Halacha. And here we have an example of Tkiyas Shofar of Rosh Chodesh Elul and the blowing of the Shofar Bechlal in Chodesh Elul. So let's look at the Kitzur first, because the Kitzur is very interesting. And the Kitzur, dare I say it, is almost benign in the way he introduces the halacha of Tkiyas Shofar of Chodesh Elul. Says the Kitzur, Nayagin litkoya shofar b'chodesh hazeh. With the minig is to blow the shofar in the month of Elul. Umaschinim b'yom beis b'Rosh Chodesh, and you blow the shofar on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. That's the minig. That's when we start. V'toikim b'chol yom lachat v'le shachrit tkia shrum t'ru tkia. We blow a terat. Tkia t'ru tkia. Chutz me'er Rosh Hashanah. Actually, we blow shrum t'ru tkia. Chutz me'er Rosh Hashanah. Shemafsikim b'y. Kedei lahafsik b'in tkis v'shus t'kis mitzvah. Except for Rosh Hashanah, where we don't blow the shofar because we want to make a hafsik between the tkis v'shus and the tkis mitzvah. Now, why do we blow the shofar? Says the Kitzur. The time at Kitzur Bechodesh. What's the reason that we blow the shofar this month? Kedei la'ora es ha'om l'tshuva. In order to arouse people to do tshuva, because the famous quotation of the Rambam that the shofar is ma'ora tshuva. Mitokeh shofar ba'ir v'am le'echrodet. The shofar is blown in the city, surely people will feel a dread. And that is the halacha of blowing the shofar in Chodesh Elul. And this is all what we're, this is the shofar that we're acquainted with. Along comes the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav actually opens new vistas in the Tkiyas Shofar of Rosh Chodesh Elul. And Tkiyas Shofar of Rosh Chodesh and Tkiyas Shofar of Chodesh Elul, and we'll see that the Tkiyas Shofar of Chodesh Elul and the Tkiyas Shofar of Rosh Chodesh Elul are actually two different distinct halachas, two distinct minhagim. Now, it could be that when all is said and done, we'll go full circle and we'll come back to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but we'll come back to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch from a vantage point of knowledge of where the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is coming from. So let's have a look at the Shulchan Aruch around. So far, what do we have? We have a halacha of blowing the shofar on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. No mention of blowing the shofar on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, which is Lamed Av. Right? That was the Kitzur. Are we all agreed? No mention of Lamed Av. Comes the Shulchan Aruch Arav. Now, whilst we discuss this, I'm also going to bring in a very interesting minig that we have on Yom Kippur, of saying the posuk slachno la'avino omazek kigodach azdecho, v'chashya nosotan omazim yitzrem al-hin mo'chom ne'emar, v'ayoyim me'ashem solachti kidvorecho. We say that posuk on Kol Nidranacht, and that posuk actually is a posuk which is mentioned by Martha Maragli. So what has that posuk, besides the fact it's a reference to Slicha, got to do with Kol Nidranacht and saying it in Yom Kippur? That posuk is to do with the Martha Maragli, and the got nothing to do with the Masa Egel. There's plenty of psukim of Tshuva and Slicha. Why that posuk? We'll get there. Rosh Chodesh Elul, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Ola Moshe, Ola Vashalom, Lahar, Lahasina Lekabel, Luchoy Sacharonis. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, we'll see what that means, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain to receive the Luchoy Sacharonis, V'omad Shom Mem Yoim, and he was up on the mountain for 40 days. V'nitzratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael Al Avoyin HaEgel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave the Klal Yisrael for their Avoyin HaEgel. There are two Ritzuyim over here. The fifth Ritzuy was when Moshe Rabbeinu came down the mountain and he begged the Ribbono Shel Olam not to destroy the Yidden in the middle 40 days, because there were three sets of 40 days. 40 days before Shavuos of Tammuz, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to get the Luchos. Then he broke the Luchos. Then he came back up the mountain, asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, please don't destroy the Yidden, give them another chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misratzer with Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, yes, I will give them another chance, I will give them the Luchos. So in Rosh Chodesh Elul, there was Ritzui to give them the second set of Luchos. And then in the last 40 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misratzer with the Klal Yisrael, and he forgave them. So, on the third set of 40 days, Ne'emalam Lemoshe, Solachti Kidvorecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Solachti Kidvorecho. Now, I've seen this quoted in Rashi, in Chumash, you're all acquainted with the Chumash Rashi, who brings this posuk, Solachti Kidvorecho, in Parashas Ekev referred to it, Parashas Kisiso, Solachti Kidvorecho. This posuk, Solachti Kidvorecho, is in Masa Meragli. As we quoted before, we say it on Kol Nidranacht. What's this got to do with the Masa Egel? Solachti Kidvorecho. So for years, I was bothered by this kasha, and I thought, well, having been brought up in England and gone to grammar school, I thought there's an expression called poetic license. So I thought, no, poetic license, it really means Salachti, and I forgive you, and Salachti Kidvorecho. Then it says, the Rishonim asked the kasha. And this is a quotation from the Seder Olam, from Chazal, Salachti Kidvorecho. Rabbeinu Bachai asked the kasha, the Chizkuni asked the kasha, and the Shittim Mekubet says, in Baba Kamar, that pay base, also asked the kasha. So it's Rishonim, and it's not poetic license. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, it would seem, says Rabbeinu Bachai from Chazal, that the posuk Salachti Kivorecho was said by the Masa Egil. So what's the pshat in the posuk? Says Rabbeinu Bachai, Amuridik pshat. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, Slachno la'avino omazek kegunich hazdecho. Please forgive the Yidden. Kegunich hazdecho. V'chashino sosa lamazim mitzvah adhino. You forgave them, Yisrael Aleinu, at the Masa Egel. So forgive them, please, now. Vayim Hashem Solachti Kidvorecho. The Rebbe Shem says, I'll forgive you like then, at the Masa Egel, but not now. For the Masa Meraglim, there's no Tzvicha and Kapora, because they didn't do Tshuva. There was no Mapilim. They didn't do proper tshuva. No slicha. There'll be a steady wearing down, if you like, over the years of the Masa Meraglim. But there was never a proper kapora. the Ma'asa Meraglim. We're suffering at the Yom HaZeh with the Tisha B'Av. So the Yom HaShem Salachti Kidvar Echo is referring back to the Egel, Merdik, and Eivelt. Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvar Echo, says Rabbeinu Bachai, and the Chizkuni, and the Shittim Mekubetz in that pay base. So all saying the same shout, interesting, all coming from different parts of Midrash. The Rabbeinu Bachai was in Spain, and the Chizkuni was one of the Bali Toises. The Shittim Mekubetz was also in the Shem Toises. So the Yamashim Salati Kidmarech is all referring back to the Masa Ego. So it's very Meduyik, Vayamashim Salati Kidmarech. And it's also very Meduyik that on Kol Nidre night, when we celebrate and commemorate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch forgave the Yidden for the Masa Ego and it was Nikben Lesnicha Lekapor in the Toiris, we quote that Pasuk which is referring to Masa Ego. Wunderbar. Let's move on. The Kova Kodesh Baruch Hu Yem Slichu Mechila L'Doyrit. Shneem Akiv Yem Azeh Yechapeh. Because of the Salachti Kvidur Echol, Shem Kippur is now a day of Slichu Kapora. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Salachti Kvidur Echol. And because it was the result of those 40 days where Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain dabbling for the Yidden to be finally forgiven, and they were. Kol oisin arboim yoyim b'reish chedish elod yad yom kippurim hegirotza. Therefore, those 40 days from Reish Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, hem yimei rotzen, the yimei rotzen, v'huz man muchen etshuva al kol ma shechoto u'pogam b'chol hashona. Therefore, any so it's a man of tshuva for avos that a person has done through the year. Lefichoch. Because it's Yimei Rotzen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Salachti, Minag Kadmoinim Litkoya B'Shofa. It's a Minag Kadmoinim. And we'll see this is from the Rishonim. So from the Rishonim, Kadmoinim, doesn't mention Chazal, it's Minag Kadmoinim, to blow the Shofa, B'chol Chedesh Elul, B'boike Achah, Tzvila. Now, what's it for? What's the idea behind the shofar of Chodesh Elul? So, number one, Kedei la'ora la'hazir Yisrael shi'asa tshuva. That's the same reason mentioned by the Kitzur. The tkiyah of Chodesh Elul is to be ma'or tshuva. And he quotes the same quote, Yitokav shofar v'am lo yichrodu. Now, something which is not mentioned in the Shitta and is mentioned in the Rosh Sof Masechtas Baba Kama is the following. Sorry, mentioned the Rosh Sof Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. The Gama Yirei Kola Shofar Misarve Vasotin. No Yudik HaChidish. We're used to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, Lama Tokin Emarim Kshe Yeshim, Lama Tokin Emarim Kshe Oindim. Why do we have the second lot of Tekiyas and the first lot of Tekiyas before Shemoneh Esrei, during the Shemoneh Esrei, during the Amida, before the Amida. What's it all for? So Yechazal Kedah Arvev HaSotn. And Rashi says we blow so many times, it shows our Chibah of a Mitzvah. Or the Taisus mentions that the Sotn thinks that his time is cut, is up, because he's reminded of the Tekiyah of L'Osid Lovoi. Here we have the tekiyas of Chodesh Elul, Kedil Arvi Vasom. V'lo yastin al Yisrael. He won't be a sotin for Klai Yisrael. Ki nizoche liyem dinoi, or ki nizke liyem dinoi, la'osit shiyuvula nanetzach. Same time as mentioned in Tosis. He sees his time's up. The show's over. No more sotin. Reason number three, the Gama Yedesha Tokim Bechola Chodesh in a certain Yedea Mosai Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah the Katri B'Yamadin. Another reason, a Chodesh Neira. We're blowing and blowing and blowing and blowing. When's the mitzvah blowing the shofar? Rosh Hashanah. We start blowing in Chodesh Elul. So the sultan is confused. Is it Rosh Hashanah? Isn't Rosh Hashanah? Is it Rosh Hashanah? Isn't Rosh Hashanah? So he'll miss the boat. He won't realize it's Rosh Hashanah. Well, the perennial kasha that everyone asks, and I've never heard a satisfactory answer yet, it's the same Indian of Ibn Sultan. Didn't the Sultan remember from last year when Rosh Hashanah was? You know, the Sultan is a klieger mensch, you know. It wasn't born yesterday, he was zogged. Okay, problem. Slach le minakzeh. Slach le minakzeh. A source of this minute? Well, the source of this minute, lechera, we'll see, is a Pekah Rav Elazar. No. Forget your Pekah Rav Elazar, which we'll see in a minute. Smach le minakzeh. Source. Dechsev. Tikku b'chode shofar. So you have to blow in the month of Elul. Tikku b'chode shofar. Mashma chode sholim. Then, halacha base. So far what have we talked about? Chodesh Elul. Is this the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch talking? Yeah, with a few added nice cream on, icing on the cake. Right, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, no more, finished? Are we okay now? Can we close the safe and go home? Oh no. Sif base. Yesh mekayme shenogim lahaskil itkoya b'hem echod rosh chodesh. There are minhagim where the minhag is to blow on the first day of rosh chodesh. Well, that's certainly something not mentioned in the kitzur. Right? So we've got a new minhag, which the Mishavur already refers to, and the Derech HaChaim refers to, and all the poskim refer to, and not only that, as we're going to see, they say that's how it really should be, as we'll see. So the minhag is to blow, there are places who have the minhag to blow on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. V'chein bedin, and that's how it should really be. Ki boi hoiso takonas chachomim arishonu litkoya, because that was a takono. That was a takono to blow from the chachomim arishonim. Different loshen than before. Before he said it was a minhag kadmoinim. Minhag kadmoinim. Now we've got a takona rishona. And the emes is the takona rishona is a takona from Chazal. Not from rishonim, as we will see. It's a takonas Chazal that the tkia of Rosh Chodesh Elul and Lechaira, as we'll see, it's the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, is a takonas Chazal. One would even have to do homework as to why there's no bracha on that tkiah, because it's a takonas chazal. Well, now we're mentioning the Masa Egel. So the tkiah of Rosh Chodesh was when they made a mistake on the Masa Egel. So they shouldn't make the mistake again. So Rosh Chodesh Elul, they blow the shofar. V'akadosh Baruch Hu nis'ala ba'is the shofar. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is uplifted in that shofar. And the Mephoreshim should say, what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Nis'ala b'yisu shofar. Because Klal Yisroel reaffirmed their emunah in the Ribo Nishloim through this shofar, that they weren't ever going to again make the mistake of the Masa Egel. So when Klal Yisroel are machazik their emunah, that is an ilui of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are all recognizing the Ribo Nishloim. Chazal talk about when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the effect that it has on the Tamal Yishamala, the fact that it has on high in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's throne, as it were, when we are Machtir the Ribbono Yisrael, when we say Kedusha Kesi Nelocha. Similarly, in the same vein, when we affirm our Kedusha, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is uplifted by that shofar. Shneema Ol Elokim Yisrua Al Kain Hitkinu Chazal. We've got a different world over here. Hitkinu Chazal, not Minakam Moinim. Takonos Chazal. Hitkinu Chazal. She took him by Bechol Shon Vashon. The Tekiah of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Va'isa Yom Hoya Echad Rosh Chodesh. And that was on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Umi Kol Mokim, says the Shulchan Okara. Yesh Mokim Shinogol Ahaskan It Kabir Beis. There's a minute to blow on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. But we shouldn't change the minig. A minig Yisrael dinner, if they blow on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is our minig, Chodesh Yisrael, our minig Ashkenaz is to blow the second day of Rosh Chodesh. He says, really, it should be done on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, because that is the Tagonos Chazal. But if you do it, Elish and Saminik, I think that the Mogen Avraham as well, the Rabbo, Kiesh Miyashvi Moshe, the Mogen Avraham is Miyashvi, he explains something, we're going to explain that in a second. Aber b'mokum chodosh, if you're setting up a new kehila, she'ein shema time minig yadua, who don't have a set minig, yesh ligvoya lahaschel b'yem echot Rosh Chodesh, you should blow on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, elu because lamed av, because that is the Iker Tzakonos Chazal, Azut Shulchan Aruch. So we have to unravel this over here. Already we're having a new world over here. We've got all this timing brought for the Tzkiyah of Rosh Chodesh, of Chodesh Elul. And then we have the Tzkiyah of Chodesh Elul. Of Rosh Chodesh Elul. So let's in the next 10 minutes whiz through the Makoros and get clarity as to where everybody is coming from. First of all, the makor of the tkiya of Rosh Chodesh Elul is a Pirkei Reb Lazer, famous Pirkei Reb Lazer, quoted in the Rosh and the other poskim in Sof Masechtos Rosh Hashanah. The Pirkei Reb Lazer says the following: Rabbi Shimon Korcha Oimer. Rabbi Shimon Korcha says, "Arboim Yoim Osa Moshe Bahar, Kerev Mikra." He was learning Chumash by day and Torah Shabbat at night. Well, after boim yoim, lokach es aluchos veyorad el hamachne. Umiyud zayin betamuz shavas aluchos. So he came down on Shabbat to betamuz and smashed aluchos. Vaharag it's light in Yisrael and killed the blasphemers of the Yidden. Va'osam memiyim b'machne, and he was 40 days in the camp. Straight away the Rosh. In some Masechtos Rosh Hashanah says it must be a Torah Sofer because we know he was on the mountain for the middle 40 days, and the Pirkei Reb Lazer here says it's 40 days in the camp. He says it must be a Torah Sofer. At Shis Sorev is a Eagle. Vahora, I guess, called Neshik, Neshik Eagle, and he killed all those that had served the Eagle. Vahiskin kol Shevim in Kaimu. Uberosh Chodesh Elul. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Alei Elai Ahora. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Go up to me on the mountain." Pardon? Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Come up to the mountain." Ve'heviru shofar b'machane. And they blew the shofar. And Kodesh Baruch Hu was nis'ala from that tkiya, as the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Al Kain. Therefore, Hitkinu, they made a takona, Hitkinu Chachomim. Hitkinu Chachom, the Pirkei Reb Lazer, this is Chazal, there's a takona Chazal. That you have to blow the shofar, you take him b'shofar, b'rosh chodesh elul b'chosham v'shonah. There's a takona Chazal to blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul every year. Modik. So in Chazal, it only talks about the tkiya of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Elul. Now, so where does the Minhag HaKadmonim come from? It's interesting. The Rosh, and we'll see why presently. The Rosh puts the whole of the Tkiya of Rosh Chodesh Elul and Chodesh Elul in one neat package. But if you look in the Torah actually refers to two takonas. He refers to the takona of Chodesh Elul and the takana of Rosh Chodesh Elul, and puts them, makes them separate. Okay? Halo Dovahu. We'll see why in a second. Now, Lech'ira, we've understood that there are two takanas. And we have a little bit of an insight, more than an insight, we have an understanding as to what the essence of the two takonas are. But we have to have a bridge between the two takonas. It's not good enough just to say, well, there's a takona of blowing the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And along came the Rishonim, and they said, you know what? We like this. Let's go for it for Chodesh Elul as well. It's a bit... Okay, could say that. the source is the Rosh Chodesh El Dika Tkia, if that's the source, and there's no source per se other than the Rishonim, right? So, true, yeah, it's very nice, isn't it? From Sotan Dika Tam that the Rishonim have said, and there's a time of Tshuva that the Rishonim have said. It's all very nice, but we have to make a bridge between the two to make the Takonas Kadmoinim, the Takonas Rishonim, for Chodesh El, have mashmois in the context of the Iker Takonas Chazal of Blain on Rosh Chodesh El. So I found a Metzia Gedoyla, beautiful Levush, beautiful. Because actually, he makes the bridge very effectively, and it also gives us a beautiful insight into what it's all about, what Chodesh El is about, what the Tekiah of Rosh Chodesh is about. Says the Levush, he brings the Pirkei Rebbe Elazar, he discusses the issue of blowing on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Still not got to the source of the first day of Rosh Chodesh. We'll get there. So he says the following. He says, we blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh. Says in the bush. But achakach, kivin shizchilu mishum sur meira. Since we have started with sur meira, the whole reason for blowing the shofar of Rosh Chodesh is Sumei Ra, so that we shouldn't make the mistake of the Masegel. So we should be Mechazik our Emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and never ever again lose our Emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is in its essence Sumei Ra. Kol Oved Oved Azara is Kofa B'chol HaTorah Kula Rachmon Litzchak. But since we started with Sumei Ra, therefore, once we start with Sumira, we don't stop with Sumira. We go into the world of Asei Toiv. In the world of Asei Toiv, of correction and moving forward, and in the world of positively building ourselves, therefore we blow the shofar in Chodesh Elul. The smach ledaba tikka b'chodesh shofar. So we have our bridge now. The bridge between the Rosh Chodesh Tkia and the Tkia of Chodesh Elul is the Tkia of Rosh Chodesh Elul is Sumira, but we don't stop with Sumira. We move on to the world of Asei Toiv. Kedei la'oir ha'am she'asu tshuva al rishonos, so that to be married people to do tshuva. And what's the meaning of tshuva? That's beautiful. He quotes the same pasuk of the Shulchan Aruch, I'm le'yechrodu. But then he says, what's the Am Yechrodu? Am Yechrodu is not, oh, I'm going to burn in hell because I did this Aveira and that Aveira and the other Aveira. Not at all. What's the Chareda? What's all the trembling about? Because Umiloshin Chorev al Dvorai, Sheyahu Chorev Lasis Mitzvah Yesu Mishayim Mitzvah. He should be Chorev, he should be more diligent in doing mitzvahs than the rest of the year. So it's not all about fear, I've done this wrong and that other wrong, so many that. It's all about Asei Toiv. And then he brings in, you know, the Arabic Vasot. Finally, just to get the dates sorted, where are we coming from with the dates? Why Rosh Chodesh, second day Rosh Chodesh and the first day Rosh Chodesh? They're actually Tosfos in Baba Kama, the Pei Beis, brings the following. The Gemara says there's a takona of laning on Monday and Thursday. Why Monday and Thursday? Asks Tosfos. Says Tosfos, because Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain on Thursday and came down the mountain on Monday. Yom Kippur was on Monday and that year, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain on a Thursday. So therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain, is Yimei Rotzen, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down the mountain, Yimei Rotzen. So Monday and Thursday, Yimei Rotzen, that's why we learn on Monday and Thursday. If you make a cheshbon, says Tosfos, of those Monday and Thursday, it only works out if Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain on the first day of Rosh Chodesh and came down the mountain 40 days later on Yom Kippur. The Monday and Thursday will not work out any other way, says Tosis. So Mimela, that's the source of the minig, to blow the shofar on the first day of Chodesh. The Rosh argues. The Rosh argues, and the Rosh says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not go up on the mountain on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. And 40 days later was Yom Kippur, so you have to say that that year El was Mu'ba. And therefore you now have a source for the two minhagim. Our minhag of blowing the second day of Rosh Chodesh goes to the Rosh. And the Achronim all Paskin like Tosis, and all the other Rishonim who go with the Shittas Tosis, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch Harav Paskins, the Mikra, you should be blowing on the first day of Rosh Chodesh.